This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio. Hopefully my voice holds out for this show. I got to get my colloidal silver cherry lozenges in my throat. I forgot to do that. I just got back. I literally ran in the door. I had a speech today here in Las Vegas. The Republican Men's Club of Las Vegas was kind enough to invite me to be their last speaker of the year and highlight their December event. We had a packed house, standing room only, sold out. Lots of energy, lots of wonderful people there to see me. I really appreciate that, and I really thank you for the wonderful wonderful applause you gave me and the wonderful love you showed and exhibited. Thank you, Las Vegas Men's Republican Club, and Pauline Lee, the chairman or president of the Las Vegas Republican Club. How do you like that? It's the Men's Republican Club, and we have a woman as the president and chairman. So I think that's great, great step in the right direction, and she was the one who invited me, and I want to thank Pauline for inviting me there. But my voice, man, I just gave a wild, raucous speech for at least an hour, plus questions and answers, so hopefully my voice holds out today. Probably the biggest news of the day is Americans paying respect to George H.W. Bush at the Capitol. The lines of people are long. He lies in the Capitol Rotunda. When plans were announced for the late President George H.W. Bush to lie in the state at the Capitol, Russell Gill of Tennessee decided he needed to pay his respects. Tapping into the Christmas money fund, he bought plane tickets for a whirlwind trip to Washington with his 8-year-old son. We're going up and going back in one day, Gill said Tuesday, as he left the Capitol Rotunda on a chilly morning with his son. They planned to head back at 8 in the evening after catching a 6 a.m. flight to D.C., with his son missing a day of school for a brush with history. We're coming to celebrate our nation, to celebrate the presidency, to honor and remember the great life that was George H.W. Bush. Americans from across the country, like the Gill family, have been streaming into the Capitol to pay respects to the late president. Bush's remains, with a guard of honor in attendance, will lie in the rotunda until funeral services begin Wednesday. In any case, thousands of people lined up and lots of dignitaries as well. Amid the visits from members of the public, there have been appearances from high-profile figures who served this administration, such as fellow former CIA directors Colin Powell, who's chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff under Bush. Appeared Tuesday, so I should put a comma there, huh? Fellow former CIA directors, period, as well as Colin Powell, who was chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And so did Sully. Sully was there, too, Bush's yellow lab service dog, who flew with the president to Washington and had been photographed next to the Bush's casket. That always gets me. Nothing in life ever gets me more than seeing a dog in front of his master's casket. How much they love their master and how much they miss them. Just always a wonderful thing. Sully. Great service dog. In any case, it's kind of the end. The last few days for the great George H.W. Bush. You heard me say yesterday, if you weren't listening, I'm not a big fan of the Bush family. I wasn't a big fan of George H.W. Bush. I thought he was a crappy candidate. He shouldn't have beat Dukakis, and then he went ahead and lost to Clinton, and he changed America and allowed a lot of Reagan to be, a lot of Reagan's great achievements to be destroyed by liberals. If he'd been a good candidate, he would have easily been in for two terms, and he could have kept Reagan's legacy alive. So there were a lot of things I didn't like about George H.W. Bush. He said, read my lips, no new taxes. And then he raised taxes, and that, of course, came back to haunt him, and that destroyed his career, his political career. But having said that, he was still one of the nicest men who's ever been president, maybe the nicest man who's ever been president. A good, fine, classy gentleman. Nice man, and really loved people, really towards the end of his life showed it with how nice he was to people and how respectful, how friendly he was with Bill Clinton and his jumps out of airplanes to celebrate, I think, like his 80th, 85th, 90th birthday. He jumped out of airplanes, skydived. My kind of guy, I skydived with my grandfather to celebrate his 92nd birthday. So I appreciate when someone like George H.W. jumps from an airplane at that great advanced age. And probably the greatest resume of any president ever. So there's some nice things to say about him, despite, you know, that it's not perfect. That his background wasn't perfect. But he was a Republican. He was vice president for 8 years under Ronald Reagan. He was very good to Reagan. And then he started out pretty good as president, you know? He really started out well because he won the Gulf War in such amazing fashion. He had 90% approval rate, probably the highest in history, in modern history. But he went downhill fast with that read my lips, no new taxes. That was a big mistake. The big mistake wasn't saying read my lips, no new taxes. The big mistake was raising taxes. Gave Democrats an opening and they ruined him with it. Joy Behar is in the news. I can't stand that woman. God, I hate that woman. Big liberal blowhard on The View. And she screams, are you allowed to, hey Chris, am I allowed to say the word B-I-T-C-H? You can't say that word on TV, on radio. You can say bitch? Okay. Joy Behar, I'm not saying it, I'm repeating what she said. Joy Behar screams at Meghan McCain that she's an entitled B-I-T-C-H, and I'm quitting this damn show. On Monday's The View, meaning yesterday, Joy Behar screamed, threw up her papers, called Meghan McCain an entitled bitch, and threatened to quit the show. This came after Behar started trashing President Trump in the discussion on the passing of President George H.W. Bush. Meghan McCain told her to stop with the Trump bashing, so Behar blew a gasket. She can't even talk respectfully about a president who just died without making an anti-Trump bash fest. And so she was trying to go there again today when her co-host Meghan McCain tried to pull her back. That's when things got ugly. This president that we have now is trying to unravel everything that he did and Obama did, meaning George H.W. Bush and Obama did. And if I ever become a one-issue voter, it'll be about pollution and the greenhouse effect, she said before being interrupted. Can we focus on the president, please? I don't want to talk about Trump. We're honoring a great president, McCain interjected. Behar shot back, excuse me. I want to talk about, before McCain cut her off again, saying we're honoring a great president who passed. I'm not interested in your one-issue voting. Behar fired back, I don't care what you're interested in. I'm talking. McCain countered, well, I don't care what you're interested in either. Joy, before Whoopi called for a commercial break. Anyway, same old usual politics going on, soap opera on The View. More big news, huge donors to Bill and Hillary Clinton are indicted for defrauding the U.S. to win an $8 billion military contract. Three top Clinton donors from a Muslim family were indicted in the District of Columbia late in November for defrauding the U.S. government in order to win $8 billion in U.S. military contracts. Abul Huda Farouki of McLean, Virginia, his brother, Mazan Farouki of Boyce, Virginia, and Salah Marouf of Fairfax, Virginia, were each charged in an indictment filed in the District of Columbia with two counts of major fraud, one count of conspiracy to violate the restrictions on doing business with Iran, four counts of substantive violations of those restrictions, and one count of conspiracy to commit international money laundering. The three men worked for Anham Food. Anham Food included top Democrat Terry McAuliffe on its board of directors. See, there it is again. All the friends of the Clintons are all frauds. They all wind up in the middle of things like this, but they'll never get indicted. Terry McAuliffe on the board of directors, the governor of Virginia, or the former governor of Virginia, best friend of Hillary Clinton, bad man for the Clintons, and the guy who gave, I believe it was $750,000 to Andrew McCabe, the FBI second-in-command's wife, to run for office in Virginia, $750,000 for a local office, while her husband was leading the investigation against Hillary Clinton. He was also the chairman of the Democratic National Committee from 2001 to 2005, chairman of Hillary's failed 2008 presidential campaign. Terry McAuliffe, interesting. The company was awarded several billion-dollar contract while Hillary's in the Clinton State Department, or I should say the Obama State Department. It was Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State, but it was Obama's administration. So the Obama administration State Department, with Hillary at the head, awarded several billion-dollar contract to this company. Now they're under investigation for defrauding the U.S. military. The indictment alleges the defendant schemed to defraud the Department of Defense in connection with the contract by submitting bids that contain knowingly false estimates of the completion dates for the warehouses and by providing the government with misleading photographs intended to convey that Anham's progress on the warehouses was further along than it actually was. In any case, these guys made a lot of money with the Clintons. Same thing as usual. Abul Huda Farouki, chief executive officer of Anham, a defense contractor that secured an $8 billion contract from the Pentagon to supply food and equipment to the U.S. in 2011 while Clinton was Secretary of State. Wow. How do you like that one? And then one of the things I talked about today at the Las Vegas Men's Republican Club, sold-out event for Wayne Root, thank you. One of the things I talked about was Judicial Watch investigating ballot harvesting in California where the GOP lost 7 of 14 House seats after Election Day. 7 out of 14 were lost after Election Day, where they were winning on Election Night and they lost anyway. Almost all of them in Orange County, by the way. Judicial Watch is now investigating ballot harvesting, a practice that is illegal in almost every state. In fact, Texas, New York, and Pennsylvania arrest people for ballot harvesting. Judicial Watch is investigating ballot harvesting in California, where voter rolls are a mess. For instance, in Orange County, there are 350,000 inactive registered voters, Tom Fitton said on Monday. The Democrats in California, I talked about this during my speech today. It's a big part of it. Here's what ballot harvesting is. Before I read the rest of the article, let me explain to you what ballot harvesting is. There's a lot of lazy people in the world. And by the way, not just Democrats. There are lazy Republicans, too. When you go out to when pollsters go out and they ask people who you voted for, do you like Trump, you vote against Trump, it always comes out negative, right? But then Trump won the election. How do you figure that? Well, it's because it doesn't matter who you poll. It matters who gets up, gets out of bed, and votes. And while Republicans have lazy voters, too, I mean, in the midterms, I thought more Republicans should have come out. They didn't. The reality is, most of the time, it's Democrats that are lazy. It's Democrats. They practically have to beg their voters, pay their voters, bribe their voters. And so, how do you solve that problem? Well, what if you go door to door to every Democrat's house? Never go to a Republican's house, only Democrats. And you say, hey, we need you to vote. We brought a ballot along. We'd like you to fill it out right here in front of me. I'll even show you who to vote for. Here's the 20 people I think you should vote for. Here's my list. And then sign it right here, and I'll take it in for you. Or maybe what they say to them is, oh, it's very complicated. You don't need to vote. Just sign the ballot, I'll vote for you. And then they take it with them, and they fill it out, and they check off every Democrat box, and they hand it in. That's how Democrats stole Orange County, California. That's it right there. It's called ballot harvesting. And California passed a law under Jerry Brown that that's legal. To take is you could go door to door for a month and pick up 2,000 ballots and just drop them off at election headquarters. And you just voted for 2,000 people. And they did that in Orange County, and they flipped all the congressional districts the night after the election when they handed them all in. What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cinegenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cinegenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cinegenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cinegenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cinegenics.com.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. SourceCom score. Total visits.
I don't often recommend books on my show. I'm such a busy guy, I could barely find time to write a book, let alone read one. But if I got a great one to recommend to you, A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford. With events ripped from the headlines of the peak moments of the Cold War, this book intertwines real places and events with supernatural evil and divine intervention, bringing both good and evil, seen and unseen, into modern times. This book pulls back the curtain to view the world in a whole new way, exposing the war between the light and the darkness playing out all around us right now. A Prayer of Vengeance is an action thriller full of suspense based upon powers of the Christian faith and what is possible if one believes. If you like Da Vinci Code and Along Came a Spider, you will love A Prayer of Vengeance. This book gets my highest 5-star endorsement. Wayne Root loves it. This is the first book of a series, and I can hardly wait to read the next book author John Stafford has in store for us. A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford is available exclusively on Amazon. Go to Amazon.com now to get your copy of A Prayer of Vengeance, or learn more about this book at prayerofvengeance.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
War now!
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root on the... stapler flying through the air. Wayne Allyn Root on the War Now radio show on USA Radio Network. I just finished stapling a bunch of articles, and my hand just swung and knocked it down. It went flying through the air. Stapler's flying here at War headquarters. I'm your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior. Try to be a little bit more quiet and less passionate today, less high energy than I usually am. My energy's through the roof, but I don't want to ruin my throat, because I've been speaking for probably, you know, between the speech and questions and answers, 90 minutes at very high decibels at the club, the Republican Men's Club. They actually had to tell me to quiet down a little bit. I was so loud on the mic that I was blowing people's eardrums out. That's your Wayne Root you love and that you love every day, isn't it? And so I put a lot of energy into speeches like that, and when I get here, I'm just like, my voice is craggly. But I've been sucking on my colloidal silver lozenges. But my doctor suggests, I keep telling you, it's the only thing that saves me or I'd be in big trouble. Matter of fact, I sucked on it in the last break and my throat sounds much better now. In any case, I am an SOB, son of a butcher, capitalist evangelist, American-made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. I'm an ass-kicker, not ass-kisser. I fight for taxpayers, not freeloaders, American citizens, not illegal aliens. This show comes to you from the entertainment and low-tax capital of America, Las Vegas, at least for the moment. And my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, founded, owned, operated by the great Edward Stoltz, who gave me my shot in radio. Thank you, Ed. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio. U.S. Gold Bureau is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the U.S. Gold Bureau studio. U.S. Gold Bureau is owned and operated by the same company that operates the Texas Bullion Depository, the Fort Knox of Texas, operated by U.S. Gold. And what a Christmas gift I've got for you to put under the tree. I've teamed up with the professionals at U.S. Gold Bureau to create the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. 100 American Silver Eagle coins in uncirculated condition, fresh from the U.S. Mint. All coins are investment quality. And you get the coins at actual dealer cost, which means you get them wholesale. They'll show you the label with the invoice, which proves to you that you're paying the same price they did. They're not making a penny on it, and then they give you free shipping and 100% free delivery insurance and a free official U.S. Mint storage box to hold 500 coins. Call U.S. Gold Bureau at 800-885-GOLD. What a great Christmas gift for someone in your life. Can you imagine giving that to someone you're dating, someone you love, or maybe your wife or your husband? 100 American Silver Eagle coins. I mean, you give someone a shirt, you give someone a tie, you give someone socks, you give someone underwear. Christmas? Are you kidding me? Now think about opening, going under the tree and grabbing a gift, and it's heavy, and you open it up, and it's 100 American Silver Eagle coins. You just made your mate awful happy, and someone's getting it tonight. You know what I mean? Call U.S. Gold Bureau at 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-4653. This is Christmas nookie, I'm telling you. This is like catnip. Or give it to your kids, or give it to your nieces and nephews, give it to your grandkids. Because guess what? It's a beautiful set of 100 American silver eagle coins, but in 15 years, it's going to pay for your kids' college education, maybe, or at least pay for part of it. Who knows? It might pay for the whole thing if prices go up enough. 800-885-GOLD, great shiny gift for Christmas morning. You'll impress everybody in the family. Go online at usgoldbureau.com/root. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. Most caller-friendly show in America. You can call toll-free from anywhere in the USA. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-927-8255. Root for America, my website. I was talking about this Judicial Watch investigating the ballot harvesting in California, where the GOP lost all those seats after the election. Very few people took notice when California Governor Jerry Brown signed the changes in AB 1921 into law 2 years ago. No one pays attention to that stuff. But Republicans such as Mimi Walters, Dana Rohrabacher, Young Kim were all ahead election night, only to lose their races after late ballots were counted. Orange County, traditionally a conservative enclave in Southern Cal, turned all blue after Democrats found hundreds of thousands of votes post-election day. Well, guess what they found? They found the votes that were harvested, meaning their people, their volunteers, went door to door and said, let me collect your ballot. And they filled it in for them, or they watched. Well, they filled it in. They gave them a little helpful advice. Check off every Democrat box. Vote for everybody who's a Democrat, everybody who's blue, and let's turn Orange County blue. And now that Orange County releases official vote count, the numbers don't add up. One precinct has 120% turnout. The amount of mail-in ballots counted in Orange County were unprecedented. A whopping 250,000 ballots were produced in Orange County because of the ballot harvesting law. My understanding is that Republicans came out in record numbers and they got creamed because of this. So we came out all over the country. I'm sure Republicans came out in good numbers in Nevada. Didn't matter. Because they went door to door and collected votes. And they brought in more numbers than there were voters. Which tells you it's election fraud. Wayne Allen Root, War Now, USA Radio Network, Newsmax TV, RootForAmerica.com, my email, WayneRoot@gmail.com, Twitter, @RealWayneRoot, @Real, R-E-A-L, Wayne Root. Root for America.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
War Now! USA Radio News.
Memorial services for former President George H.W. Bush are likely to push back the funding deadline that threatens to partly shut down the federal government. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy tells Fox News he believes an agreement can be reached by both sides, especially regarding funding for the border wall.
We've got about 600 miles worth of walls and barriers out of 2,000 miles. Some of them need repairs. I think we ought to give the president the full $5 billion.
And Republican Congressman Steve Scalise also says,
however the negotiations go, that give the president the money that he needs where he can confidently say, I've got the tools to keep America safe, to make sure our Border Patrol agents are able to keep themselves safe. These are our men and women in uniform fighting to keep America safe. We need to make sure they're well protected.
President Trump is visiting with members of the Bush family at the Blair House across the street from the White House. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Wayne
wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right. Wayne Allen Root, A Prayer of Vengeance, is the sponsor of this segment of the show. As you all know, I don't often recommend books on my show. I'm a busy guy. I can barely find time to write a book, let alone read one. I'm writing my book right now, Trump Rules. It'll be out. I found out today the new outdate. It's June 18th, I believe. It's 18th or 19th. June 18th or 19th. I think June 18th is the new release date for Trump Rules with the publishing division of Newsmax TV. It'll be all over TV. Day and night, night and day, you'll hear TV ads for Trump Rules. Not Root Rules, Trump Rules. Because it's the rules of Trump and Trump Rules. So, get it? The double entendre. But I'm so busy writing a book, I don't have time to read one. But I read one on the way to Park City on a vacation recently, and I've got a great one to recommend to you. It's called A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford. It wasn't Park City. What am I saying? Park City is when I read the Killing the SS by Bill O'Reilly. This was actually on the way back from Wyoming. 2 weeks ago, I gave a speech in Wyoming to the Wyoming GOP, and I read A Prayer of Vengeance. That's right. Park City was like 2 months ago. But 2 weeks ago, I read Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford with events ripped from the headlines of the peak moments of the Cold War. This book intertwines real places and events with supernatural evil and divine intervention, bringing both good and evil, seen and unseen, into modern times. Let's see you say that quickly 5 times. A Prayer of Vengeance is an action thriller full of suspense based upon powers of the Christian faith and what's possible if one believes. If you like The Da Vinci Code and Along Came a Spider, you will love A Prayer of Vengeance. This book gets my highest 5-star endorsement. Wayne Root loves it. Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford is available exclusively on Amazon. Go to Amazon.com now to get your copy of A Prayer of Vengeance or learn more about this book at prayerofvengeance.com. Prayerofvengeance.com. Thank you, John Stafford. Or look him up at Amazon. You look up A Prayer of Vengeance or John Stafford, S-T-A-F-F-O-R-D, the author, great guy. Thank you for sponsoring the show. No guests in this hour. We're just taking calls, so give us a ring. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255, toll-free anywhere in the United States. And, of course, we love calls from anywhere, but we especially love our Las Vegas callers. We have so many people tuned in Vegas and the state of Nevada. At this point, you know, I think my show is like Bill Cunningham's show. You know, Bill Cunningham has a blowtorch in Ohio, we call it. It's a blowtorch that reaches the entire state of Ohio, and every conservative in Ohio listens to Bill Cunningham, and I've got the blowtorch of Nevada, and every conservative in Nevada listens to this show. And it's my show reaches Las Vegas and Summerlin and Henderson and North Vegas and Carson City and Reno and Elko and Ely and Battle Mountain and the whole Nevada rural network, right? We were in all the rural cities of Nevada. It's very cool, very cool. So the state of Nevada, it's a blowtorch, this show, and we're making a difference all across the country, but I especially love my Nevada friends and listeners and fans. Great stuff. And by the way, I've got a column out today. Actually, it's out. I wrote it today, I should say. But it's actually out in Thursday. Thursday. What's today? Tuesday? Yeah, I write them on Tuesday, and the column is out on Thursday in the Las Vegas Review Journal. And it's the most read newspaper in all of Nevada, state of Nevada. And it's also 16th biggest newspaper in the country. And it's also, my column is nationally syndicated now by Creators Network. So I'm going to read you that column a little bit later in the show, and you'll hear a trilogy. It's the third in the series of how the Nevada GOP has, you know, has blown it, has really blown it. It's just a tragedy and a travesty. Now the Nevada GOP is a joke, and they just lose election after election, and it doesn't make any sense. And it's all about, you know, Bill Cunningham and I, because Bill Cunningham's one of my great friends, and I'm on his show all the time. He only has guests on once a year. That's his rule. You can only be on once a year, but he has Wayne Root on 25, 30 times a year. And we're like two peas in a pod. We're like the same person, Bill Cunningham and Wayne Allen Root. That's why I'm his favorite guest of all time. He said that before. I'm the favorite guest of all time. I even beat out Mark Levin and Sean Hannity. What a great honor. And so I had a long conversation with Bill Cunningham about why Nevada lost the election, and yet Ohio won the election. In Ohio, every single office, for the most part, Republicans won. There was one exception. They lost the U.S. Senate, but that same guy's been in for 18 years, and he's like a man of the people, and he claims to be kind of a blue-collar kind of guy. So the U.S. Senator was reelected Democrat. Other than that, every other person in the state, Republican. Governor, lieutenant governor, treasurer, controller of the state assembly, state senate. Everything is painted red. In Nevada, it's the exact opposite. Everything, every single race is painted blue. How did that happen? What's the difference? And Bill Cunningham and I figured out the difference, and I'll have that story for you in just a few minutes. But I read it at the Las Vegas Men's Republican Club. I gave them a sneak preview of my column coming out on Thursday, and they heard it, and they were just flabbergasted. The problems with Nevada GOP, and this entire column is about the consultants who consult with all the Nevada GOP candidates are just morons. I call them dumb and dumber. The consultants are dumb and dumber. They are idiots. They are clueless. They are the most out-of-touch morons to ever run anyone's campaign in the history of the world. And the conclusion of my column is every GOP consultant in the state of Nevada should be banned for life from ever touching another GOP campaign anywhere in America. This, you know, these columns are not written for Vegas people. These columns are written for the whole country. You got to learn a lesson from what just happened in Nevada. You know, and by the way, our state has 3 million people, and guess what Ohio has? I think it's either 11 million or 13 million. I looked it up. It's either 11 or 13 million people. And so you would expect a big city, a big state with that much population, and you would expect an urban state. In other words, they've got Cleveland, they got Cincinnati, they got Columbus, they got Akron, they got Toledo. Those are all big urban cities, and they're probably filled with Democratic voters. And yet Ohio, just barely, but Ohio goes Republican for every office. And Nevada can't do that. Why is that? Why is that? Well, I've written a series of articles, terrible candidates, terrible leadership, no text, no ground game, not just state, national level, horrible leadership nationally. I think the RNC is a joke. I think the, you know, all those organizations whose initials escape me, but, you know, the National Republican Senatorial Committee, the National Republican Congressional Committee, they're all terrible. They don't know what they're doing. Their ads suck. There's no originality. There's no creativity. Our candidates don't reach out to blacks, don't reach out to Latinos, don't reach out to Asians, don't reach out to Jews. Our candidates lack imagination. Our candidates don't see anything interesting in any of their ads. Our candidates... and then there's one more giant problem. I stress giant. And that's what I wrote the column about, and we'll talk about it in just a little while. I'll read you that column. But it's all about conservative talk radio. More news. Donald Trump's attorneys seek $800,000 in legal fees and penalties from Stormy Daniels. I think that's great. I think that's great. Stormy is going to be, she's going to be at strip clubs till she's 110 years old to pay for that bill. She's going to be dancing with tassels that are reaching the floor. Let's put it that way. How are you going to pay that bill, Stormy? You're going to be working overtime. You're going to be slaving away in those porn movies and those strip clubs. Day and night, so you're 100 years old. Ew. Two attorney generals to subpoena the Trump Organization and the IRS. Here's one example of the mental illness of Democrats. The attorneys general, and that's how you pronounce it when it's plural, the attorneys general. I would have said the attorney generals of, but it's the attorneys general of the District of Columbia and Maryland, two communist outposts, D.C. and Maryland, plan to file subpoenas Tuesday, seeking records from the Trump Organization, the Internal Revenue Service, and dozens of other entities as part of a lawsuit accusing Donald Trump of profiting off the presidency. Let me get this straight. Harry Reid entered the U.S. Senate with nothing. And he left it, I think, at the third or fourth richest United States senator. How'd that happen? Barack Obama entered the Senate with nothing and wound up leaving the presidency worth $1 billion. He's going to be a billionaire, they say. He's on the way to being a billionaire. He didn't profit off the presidency, did he? No, of course not. No, not a dime. No, no, no. Harry Reid, Barack Obama. No, no, no. Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton entered the presidency and left the presidency broke. And now they're worth hundreds of millions of dollars. No, they, you know, they didn't rip off the presidency. Not at all. They didn't profit off the presidency. And then you have, like, the Mitch McConnells of the world, and you've got Claire McCaskill's of the world, and Dianne Feinstein's and Nancy Pelosi. All of their husbands and wives and sons and daughters have made hundreds of millions of dollars off government, off their position as a U.S. senator. But they didn't profit off their position, right? I mean, since the beginning of time, everybody, Republican and Democrat, has profited off of being senator, governor, president, congressman. Are you kidding me? All of them profit by the hundreds of millions, collectively by the billions. Obama's worth $1 billion. He's a billion-dollar brand now. Did he profit off the presidency? So now you're going to sue President Trump for doing something that every politician of all time did. I said this at the Men's Republican Club today. I said, you know, if you spit on the sidewalk and you're Republican, it's life in prison. in front of almost any judge in the country. They're all deep state. And then if you commit murder and you're a Democrat, you get away with murder. They don't even bother going after you. And the FBI says, hey, don't even bring a lawyer along. We're not even going to record the interview. We're just going to have a nice conversation with you. We're not going to videotape it. We're not going to record it. We're not going to swear you in. You're not under oath. We're all good friends. They slap your back. That's what it's like in America today. It's a banana. It's a banana republic. Democrats can do anything. Republicans can't get away with anything. So now they're subpoenaing, attorneys general are subpoenaing the IRS and the Trump organization to get all the records because they want to prove that Trump profited off the presidency. That could be the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. The Dow plunges by nearly 800 points today on fears of economic slump, which I think is just total nonsense. You know, who's my favorite economist? Is Kip Herridge of VRAinsider.com. He is brilliant, and he's never wrong. And Kip believes the stock market's headed for the moon. What was the name of that guy? Was it Jackie Gleason? We're headed for the moon! To the moon, Alice. There you go. Well, Kip Herridge says it's headed to the moon. Anybody says otherwise, out of their mind. All the indicators are stock market is headed for the moon. But the Dow goes down by 800 points to fears of economic slump. Investor worries about the pace of economic growth. Isn't that interesting, the pace of economic growth? So let me get this straight. Under Obama, we had the lowest GDP since the Great Depression. Under Trump, the GDP is flying. But the Fed is trying to destroy Donald Trump, and they're putting up roadblocks. And they're raising interest rates, raising interest rates, raising interest rates, raising interest rates. All stock markets go down in face of raising interest rates. So the Fed is hand-delivering a loss to Donald Trump, and the Democrats will gloat over it. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and I've got a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk 3 hours a day on radio and TV. That's 720 hours a year. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat's 110% better. My throat is now a workhorse. That's because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, virus, even yeast. Now, a more advanced silver formulas available in a liquid, gel, or lozenge form. These lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. They'll work for you, too, with cold and flu season upon us. My doctor suggests, but Wayne Allen Root doesn't suggest, I enthusiastically urge you to try these amazing, remarkable, all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com. Use promo code ROOT10 to save 10% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
The federal debt is out of control. A stock market crisis is on the horizon, and there's a constant threat of terror attacks or even war. This is Wayne Allen Root, and this is exactly why I invest in gold and silver, and you should too. To make it easy for you to get started, I've teamed up with the professionals at the U.S. Gold Bureau to offer the Wayne Allen Root Precious Metals Investors Package. This exclusive set contains five different silver coins from major mints around the world. Order today and will also include a free silver American Eagle, fresh from the U.S. Mint. This portfolio has previously sold for more than $300, but it's available to our radio audience for only $99, which includes free shipping and 100% delivery insurance. Order now. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go online to usgoldbureau.com/root. usgoldbureau.com/root. Don't get left behind in the next financial crisis. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653 right now. And start protecting your assets before it's too late. I don't often recommend books on my show, but if I got a great one to recommend to you, A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford. With events ripped from the headlines of the peak moments of the Cold War, this book intertwines real places and events with supernatural evil and divine intervention. It is an action thriller full of suspense based upon powers of the Christian faith and what is possible if one believes. This book gets my highest five-star endorsement. Wayne Root loves it. Go to Amazon.com now to get your copy of A Prayer of Vengeance or learn more about this book at PrayerOfVengeance.com.
War now.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems. Using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Newsmax TV is the sponsor of this segment of the show. They're America's fast-growing cable news channel. 60 million homes as of this month, December. 80 million by early next year. We're on DirecTV, Dish TV, Fios, UVerse, Comcast, Xfinity Now, the newest. And we're really conservative, as you know. You can watch me and figure that out. You can watch me with Bill O'Reilly three times a week, channel 349, DirecTV, 216, Dish, and many of those cable systems around the country. If you don't get Newsmax TV, call your local cable system, like Cox in Las Vegas. They don't carry War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. They don't carry Newsmax TV, therefore they don't carry me. Meanwhile, I'm the local boy hero. Come on, guys, get with it. Tell Cox TV, Cox Cable, that you want Newsmax TV on your cable TV. You have other TV options, so encourage them to make you happy, to make it simple. Just call this toll-free number. We'll connect you instantly to your cable system for free, 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397. That's Newsmax TV, and they will connect you instantly to your local cable system like Cox Cable here in Las Vegas. And let them know you demand Newsmax TV so you can watch Wayne Root. 844-500-6397. Tell them you leave for Dish TV or Direct TV, and boom, your wish is their command. So, some more interesting news. Arnold Schwarzenegger tells the UN Global Warming Conference he wishes he could go back in time, be a time traveler, and terminate fossil fuels. Arnold Schwarzenegger was like this great guy who I consider one of my heroes. And he married Maria Shriver, and little by little, the Kennedy family kidnapped him and tortured him and brainwashed him, obviously. And now he's like a complete liberal commie from California. He's in Poland at the UN Climate Change Conference, says he'd go back in time, he would terminate fossil fuels. If the world did not use fossil fuels, we'd still be burning wood to keep warm, you stupid moron. And not only would we all be living in an ice age, burning wood and freezing our you-know-whats off, but wood in a fireplace causes just as much pollution as anything else you use. He also insulted President Trump. And by the way, someone should notify Arnold, the U.S. is currently leading the global community in reductions in CO2 emissions. This is how stupid liberals become. Now, having said that, I want to do a mea culpa here. Because I'm very rarely wrong about something. It's so rare. But I didn't know the facts, so now I'm going to correct myself. When I saw that Paris was burning, when I saw that it was the most massive riots in Paris in 50 years, and that fires were everywhere, I just assumed it was a bunch of liberal commies backed by, like, George Soros, and they didn't want to pay their bills as usual, you know? I figured they wanted to tax the rich, but that wasn't what happened. It turns out, from what I've read, I'm on the side of the protesters who are burning the tires and setting fire to the police cars. Obviously, I wouldn't ever condone setting fire to police cars. But my point is, they're doing bad stuff, but they're doing it for the right reason. This is like the American Revolution in 1776. These are middle-class people rioting in Paris because the moron commie who runs Paris, Macron, who, by the way, is just like Obama. He's a guy who campaigns and parades and masquerades as a moderate, when in reality he's a socialist, a radical socialist. And he proposed a tax on fuel that would make everybody give up their cars. Nobody could ever afford to drive again. They already pay like $7 a gallon for gas. Maybe it's $9 a gallon for gas in Paris. But he wanted to, like, you know, triple that. No one could ever get in a car and drive again in the next few years as it increases, increases, and increases. And so the middle class, mostly coming from suburbs and rural areas, came to Paris, and they basically were rioting. I didn't know this. I just assumed when you see riots in Europe, or especially France, it's always some commie union organization protesting that they're not making $86 an hour, you know, that type of thing. But it's not. I had it wrong. I'm on the side of the protesters. This is like the tea party revolution in 1776, right, when we threw the tea into the water because the British taxed the tea too high. Well, Macron taxed the fuel too high, and people were not going to be able to drive anymore. And so I had it wrong. And Pat Buchanan is out with a new story, and I'll read it to you when we come back in hour number two. But will the Paris riots scuttle climate accord? Because this is basically the first major protest that goes against climate change. Do you understand that? It goes against climate change. They're saying, we don't care. We're not paying more. We can't afford to pay more. You will bankrupt us. You will absolutely bankrupt us. And so I'm on their side, and I'm with them 110%. And I had it wrong. I just didn't understand what they were protesting. But now I get it. I completely get it. The French don't want to pay any more taxes. The French middle class, they don't want to pay $20 a gallon for gasoline. So they can never, you know, Macron said, who cares? You'll ride in buses. You'll carpool. You'll ride on trains. You don't get it, Macron. Why do you think a Wayne Root left New York? I'm never going to ride in a subway. I like to be in my beautiful car with my favorite music on, driving where I want to drive. I'm not stopping at 32 stops so other people can get off. That's called socialism. I'm a Wild West Frontier kind of guy. I drive where I want to drive, and I drive at whatever speed I feel like driving. You know, in Europe, if you go 66, you get a ticket. You know why? There's cameras everywhere. And they time your speed on cameras with radar, even though there's no cop there. The cameras are always on, and nobody, I mean, there are no individuals left in places like Europe. You can't be like an interesting person. You can't have individuality. You can't go 66 miles an hour for a mile without getting a ticket in Europe because Big Brother is in the sky. But in the United States, you know, I drive with the traffic in Vegas on 215, usually about 95 miles an hour. God bless America.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Org.